The title is somewhat odd, but I heard it one day on a classical music station. It describes a viola da gamba composition that is sort of sorrowful and yet in a major key. That phrase really struck me. Then the next day I saw the epigraph on a bag of tea, and I had just gotten up with my son, and he was closer to three. He's almost four now, and it was a struggle. And as a consequence of hearing those two bits of language and then having a kind of a rough morning with my son, I wrote this poem. Plaint in a major key. Without even leaving one's door, one can know the whole world. Lao Tzu. The rumble of the night sounds even in the bright daylight of morning. Life blooms amid the 10,000 things, but does not bloom amid the 10,000 things. Shrivel-eyed, I wake up and tend to the one here and now, clamoring to be let out. Down with the gate, out with the boy, to the rooms of life's necessities. First to void, and next to fill. The order is only order which is disorder. The only disorder is the disorder that is order. We usher ourselves, each in our own way, back down the way, for various brushings, combings, other groomings. Each in our own way, we urge the other towards some kind of growth. One to assume, the other to renounce. One to grow larger, the other to grow smaller, thereby growing larger. Words do not work, and when they do not, other words might. This makes more sense than it seems, works more often than it doesn't, except when it really doesn't, and then that disorder creeps back in. In 5 minutes, a different challenge. In 5 hours, a different one. 6 more hours, the one is rubbing eyes, untangled like a dragon, shucked and undone like an oyster. The night slowly rolls a bed, and the words form stories, form sleep, the sleep of the 10,000 things, the sleep that will echo the next day in the night's rumbling sounds, in the bright light of morning.